I am so excited to be meeting with you ladies today. So I do want to welcome you to our seventh Game of Life Masterclass call. The only admin that I have, I am going to be announcing the Secret Door to Success Masterclass next week. I'm hoping I can get everything pulled together. But something I want to ask you is if you could share with me your experience with this class, a little testimonial, because I will be teaching this class again. I'm hoping to do it again this year, that it will overlap into next year. I don't know what day that'll be, but anyway, if you know somebody who's interested and would like to participate, but if you could share with me your experience with the class, what you've learned, how you've applied things, and how working more deeply with Florence's information and her teachings has improved your life, I would really love that, because something that you say could make the difference for someone else so that they know whether this class is for them. Okay, so now we'll just create our sacred space. So just get comfortable. And I do, you know, I don't know if I told you this or not, but this quieting our minds exercise that we do here in the beginning, you know, I learned that from Deepak Chopra, and I think I put that on the Masterclass Central webpage, but each portion of this is very important to help quiet your mind so that you can fully connect with that love energy that you are. And when I do this by myself, you know, we start out by focusing our attention on our heart, and then at the end, when we refocus on our heart again, we can either feel it as a sensation, that beating, or we can hear it as a sound. And for me, I can do both, and I love that. So I just want to ask you to really pay attention to what we're doing through this quieting our minds part of this bringing in our angels, because it's so powerful. And to feel that beating of your heart or to hear it as a sound, it's magical. Okay, so if you'll just get comfortable, take a few deep breaths, and I'm going to ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. Whew. So with a really deep breath and with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. And life will move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, to join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude. Amen. And now we'll create our sacred circle of love with the angels. If you're in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, please just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel, and we complete our circle. We come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. Now, just if you'll just step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. And now I ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Just breathe deeply of this love we send to you. And now once again, we join our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring all this powerful love energy back up through the soils, the rocks, the water, and the clay, back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. This week's class dives deep into the seventh chapter of the Game of Life, Love. Now, in this chapter, Florence speaks of our human emotion of love but she also speaks of love of the highest order, the love of the divinity, the God part, love being the vibration of strength and stamina founded and stabilized in an equalization of peace and harmony from deep within. That knowing of being perfectly synchronized with the God part within. No separation, as one, being the vibration of bliss. Bliss being the perfect state of happiness, a state where you feel so happy that you're oblivious of everything else that's less than love. Have you been there? Can you imagine that feeling? Can you accept that feeling as yours? If that state of being happy from within to the degree that you're not affected, you're not moved by negativity from outside influences, a state that's so deeply powerful that nothing upsets you. No actions of others, no behavior, no unexpected bills. A state where you're happy no matter what's going on around you. A state that supports you to be centered, grounded, and balanced. And this doesn't mean that you don't care. It simply means you have full control of your power to manage whatever happens from your foundation of bliss. What would that feel like? Florence sums up this chapter when she states, "Suffering is not necessary for man's development. It is the result of violation of spiritual law. Love is selfless and free from fear. It pours itself out upon the object of its affection without demanding any return. Its joy is in the joy of giving. Love is God in manifestation and the strongest magnetic force in the universe." So there's the love emotion of the physical world. Then there's the love of the divinity. And as we've discussed here and in the Manifesting with Florence membership, we don't really have words to describe with clarity the love of the divinity, infinite spirit, the love of all that is. So let's just unpack this as best we can with the vocabulary that we have. So when I first began talking to and understanding communication with my angelic team, I asked them, "What's my purpose?" And they told me we're to be love, not just me, that everyone's purpose. It's our mission to be love energy. And my response was always the same as, "What the heck does that even mean?" And they showed me as they began to explain that we incarnate here to this planet of duality as beings of light, beings of love of the highest order. This is our superconscious, the God part or divinity within. And as babies, our conscious and subconscious is also of this love energy. All three levels of consciousness in alignment. And then we grow and we learn to understand language to communicate, and we experience the duality of this physical world, the joy and the despair. We see the suffering of this physical world, the lack, despair, limitation, and pain. We see it from the perspective of a child. And unless we have an adult to help us navigate these experiences, we discern through our mind of a child. We take in guilt, shame, resentment, despair, disappointment, not being worthy, deserving, lovable, and not being good enough. Pain in all forms. We learn this through outside influences because within, we are love. But the physical world isn't. Our consciousness learns what experiences are happy and which ones ignite that fight or flight response. Fear energy signaling danger in some way. These experiences that stimulate the fight or flight response rip our consciousness from that bliss of love of the highest order and spirals us out of control into the vibration of fear. And as children, we don't know what to do with these feelings of chaos, confusion, and pain. So we stuff them into the subconscious, hiding them so we can survive. The subconscious becomes a pit of darkness to hide our pain, all levels of our pain, not because we consciously choose to hang on to fear energy, but because we didn't know what to do with it. And these experiences continue as we grow up to be adults. And now as an adult, our conscious and our subconscious are suffering in the pain of the fear of this physical world because that's what our conscious sees. Lack, disease, limitation, fear, and suffering. And so we can survive. We still stuff those feelings and emotions into our subconscious, feeding the pain that's already there. This is the human experience. Living our version of heaven on earth is not a reward for good behavior. Living our version of heaven on earth happens when we stop believing in lack and limitation. When we shut out the last trace of fear and reclaim the love that is our essence, realigning with our superconscious higher self, that God part within, the way is open to manifest and live our heaven on earth. Florence told us in the chapter of the Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness that we are under grace, not under law. She states that a continued state of bliss awaits the man who has overcome the race or world thought, that in this state, the gifts of God are simply poured out upon him. That's a visual. The gifts of God poured out upon us. We can live our version of heaven on earth. It's possible. It's what we're here for. Our angels tell us our purpose is to be love, meaning to return to that balanced state of being the vibration of strength and stamina that's founded and stabilized in an equalization of peace and harmony from deep within. Experiencing that knowing of being perfectly synchronized with the God part within to be the vibration of bliss. And bliss being that perfect state of happiness, a state where you feel so happy that you're oblivious to less than love energy of fear. The state of love of the highest order, no matter what forms of lack, despair, limitation, and fear are around you. We need this now. It's here that in this state of love, that our three levels of consciousness realign as one with the divinity within. It's here in this stabilized equalization of peace and harmony, this state of bliss, this state of poise, that the gifts of God are simply poured out upon us and we live our version of heaven on earth. You're probably thinking, how do I do that? Well, we open our toolbox and we use what's in there every day. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to list out the support tools that we've covered so far during this masterclass. And some of them are so simple, you may question their power. Do not underestimate these tools. Remember, Lawrence's teachings are simple, simple, simple. Society tells us to work hard and struggle, or you'll never be happy. Well, that is a shameful lie. We're taught that suffering is a natural part of life and that it's selfish to be happy when others are suffering, especially with all the chaos around us. But that too is a lie. Florence tells us that suffering is not necessary for our development. Suffering is the result of the violation of spiritual law. Suffering is a result of believing in lack, limitation, and not being good enough. The suffering isn't a punishment. It's simply the result of cause and effect. She explains to us that all disease, all unhappiness, come from the violation of the law of love. Man's boomerangs of hate, resentment, and criticism come back laden with sickness and sorrow. Are you holding resentment? I keep finding every day more resentment that I've been holding on to and didn't even know it. Just like every other time I teach a class like this, all my stuff comes up. Do you criticize others? It's easy to do that. We can't control the behavior of others, but we can control our own, our words, our thoughts, our actions toward others and toward ourselves. How much do you berate yourself for making a decision that didn't work out very well? The question is, were you making the best decision you could with the information you had? If so, that's all you could have done. The angels have told me that sometimes when we make a decision based on the information we have and it doesn't turn out very well, that experience is a stepping stone to something better. And that's why we only receive the information we had. Because of the information we had, we couldn't have made a different decision. We couldn't have made a better decision. Because if we'd had better information, we wouldn't have created the stepping stone experience that we needed to ultimately create the outcome of our highest good. Let me know if I didn't explain that clearly, because this is really important. I don't know about you, but I do it, and so many of the other people in my classes, in my sessions, we blame ourselves for something turning out poorly or awful or traumatically, where we made the best decision we could with the information that we had. And that's all we could do. And with the results of the experience, then we could ultimately create a higher outcome. But without the experience, we still would have been lost, struggling to figure out what to do next. So when we're in a state of grace and bliss, we aren't holding negativity in our body. And outside influences of negativity don't move us. We're at a higher vibration of energy, and they cannot engage with us. When we're at a higher vibration than fear energy, the fear energy cannot engage with us. The vibrations will not match. And being in that higher vibration of energy where we're safe, this doesn't mean we don't care or think that we're better than anybody else. Not at all. Being in a balanced state of grace and bliss, being the love energy fully in alignment with our superconscious, gives us the strength and stamina to support not only ourselves from a state of love, but we also have the strength and stamina to support others from a state of love too. The healing love that is our essence expands out to the world around us, to people and situations and the earth. Standing in the state of grace and bliss and love energy gives us the strength and stamina to manage the power within us to create the highest possible outcome in all situations and relationships. And we're fearless, confident, poised. We have clarity of thought to be the voice for those who are afraid to speak for themselves. We have the wisdom to be silent. And we have the self-confidence of not being moved by life's events. So let's talk about human love for a moment. Society teaches us that we need a partner to be happy. And that's not true. To be happy, truly happy, we need to love ourselves. We need to see ourselves as our angels see us. Love energy. The negative feelings we hold for ourselves come from the influence of others. What we should look like, how we should behave, how we should dress or where we should live. What kind of car we drive, how we should think. We're taught that we need the approval of others. We need to care about what they think of us. All of this is a lie. The only approval you need is your own. And no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you are enough. You are good enough to be loved. You are love. And that feeling of being loved begins with you. And through that love of self, you radiate out from you love of the highest order and attract to you, like a magnet, people who will love, honor, and respect you. And embrace you safe in the same love energy you hold for yourself. And this is what we want to teach our children, how to love themselves, to love, honor, and respect themselves so that they attract to them people who will love, honor, and respect them. Now, again, in this chapter, Florence speaks of mother worry and the effect fear energy has on the human body and how it affects your children when they feel that anxiety of worry coming from you. If you feel that you must worry about your children or you're not a good parent, let's talk about that. Because that full truth is that worrying about your children is the worst thing you can do for them. And make no mistake, fear energy will destroy your body, and it will destroy your relationships, especially now with the energy of the planet in such flux. Fear will hold you in bondage, just as if you were in a dark, dank prison cell. Now, for years, I didn't think I had a choice about fear and worry, because every time I set my intention to improve my life, I got handed my behind on a plate. As if my life wasn't bad enough, when I set my intention to improve my life, it would blow up or implode, both being equally awful. But now I understand that bigger picture, that the universe wasn't testing me or punishing me by blindsiding me with some form of adversity. No, not at all. Now I know that the hidden fear within me was jumping up in my face so I could face that fear, process through the pain of it, and be free of it. And my moving's done just that. Anything I hadn't already looked at has come right up here, front and center, for me to face. And I'm grateful for that. I'm getting the opportunity to set boundaries left and right. I'm getting the opportunity to face the pain of feeling the need to be invisible so I wouldn't get hurt. Is all that fun? Gosh, no, it's not fun. But it's necessary to move forward with my life and fulfill my square of life. You know, the universe has our back. The thing is that when we get offered an opportunity to set a boundary or to stand up for ourselves or to change the dynamic of a relationship to a better place, if we don't take that, if we don't take that opportunity, the universe is going to come right back and say, here, we're going to give you another one. And this one's going to hurt more so that we really get your attention. But when you step to the plate, the universe supports you to get through that, to be free of the pain of the past of it, to stand taller with strength and stamina, and be who you came here to be, the love that is your essence. Now, I've been teaching these classes for 12 years. You'd think I'd get all this hidden stuff right by now, but I'm an onion and I just keep unfurling. But I know that if adversity hasn't already popped up in your life, it will. Florence's teachings are not for the faint of heart. Please reach out for support. That's why there's a private Facebook group to support you. I know some of you are posting, but post more. If you need help, post. If you're the only one posting, it is fine. If you need help, post. So I know here now, having done this for so long, I know that your life has been kicking up dust. So reach out for support. You do not have to do this by yourself. Again, what we must remember is that the universe has our back, even in the face of adversity, especially in the face of adversity. Adversity forces us to look at our fears and gives us the opportunity to make the conscious decision to release that need to hold on to them. We can now heal them and be free of them. I learned years ago that you can't move this much energy without providing support for people to process through it. I get it. I'm here for you. And I know everyone in this community is too. So please reach out. It's not hard to live your version of heaven on earth. However, it does take effort. You have to apply the action steps that you've learned to make it easier. It takes applying what you learn every day. These concepts must become your lifestyle. And here are some of the support tools that we've discussed. One, breathe deeply. It does not get any more simple than this. Our human way of breathing is to breathe shallowly. And when we're stressed, we hold our breath. And as a result, our body becomes exhausted and we have no clarity of thought or focus. Our brain becomes foggy and our vital organs struggle to perform. Your body must have a steadier diet of oxygen to align with this love that is your essence, to attain that experience of bliss. So just take a deep breath right now. Take it with me. And we'll just do this together. So take a really deep breath. Hold it. And release. 2, 3, 4. Take another deep breath. Oh, it feels so good. Number 2, accept this truth. No matter who you are or what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your version of heaven on earth, and you have the power to do so. It is your birthright. This is an inherent truth. No ego, just truth. You have the power. It is your birthright. Number 3, accept what your life is in this moment. Remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement with what's happening. If you are, great. But if you're not, acceptance of what your life is in this moment stops that internal battle within you of your conscious choosing to want something different versus your subconscious telling you no because it's afraid. Number 4, consciously choose the energy that you want to be. Consciously choose to stop worrying. Give your worries to your worry angel. And if you haven't met your worry angel, there's a full program and meditation to learn about your worry angel and how to work with him in the Masterclass Central Bonus section. Number 5, your body will tell you when there's an energy within your subconscious that's blocking you by making you feel resistance energy in your body. We talked about this in our first call. Plus, there's more info about resistance energy in the bonus section on the Masterclass Central webpage. Face this energy. Don't ignore it. If you need help, we can talk more about this after a call or in the private Facebook group. And if you want a private session with me, you can purchase a single session, a package, or an energy session with me at the katelarge.com website. Now, number 6, I've discussed at length tools to support you to process through that resistance energy and rewrite neural pathways of belief, rewriting the lie of not being good enough to the truth that you are good enough for anything you want. And 2 of the specific tools that I've shared is how to follow the breadcrumbs of energy and the Sedona method of release. And information about both of those and the steps is at Masterclass Central. Now, we've talked about how quantum physics teaches us to observe energy and that when we observe it, it reacts differently. When it's fear energy, it loses its power. When it's love energy, it increases your power because that's what you are, is love energy. Number 7, you now know how to infuse people and situations with love energy to shift your vibration out of fear into love and open the way to create a higher outcome. Number 8, I've added guided meditations to support you to shift your energy. Plus, you have the tried and true simple action steps of choosing to be grateful. Gratitude is love energy on steroids. It's free and it's powerful. Number 9, you know how to forgive what you've been holding in unforgiveness and how to recognize it through your energy. And if you don't know how to do this, post in the Facebook group, ask for help. And there is a full program at Masterclass Central too that you can take a listen to. Number 10, you have the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook in paperback form or downloadable PDF. Every section is specifically designed to support you to hold on to your power, understand the energy within you, reveal the questions you need answers to, and ultimately manifest a higher outcome over and over and over again till you've fulfilled your square of life and you're living your version of heaven on earth. You know what to do when you're blindsided by adversity, but the key to actually being successful at all of this is applying what you know on a daily basis. Stop your suffering, apply your support tools, become the energy of bliss no matter what's going on around you. And in summary, to attain the poise that Florence speaks of, be aware of your body and take the action steps to manage your internal energy. You can do this. Again, if you want a private session with me, you can purchase a package of sessions at katelarge.com. And the fees will be going up in October for those sessions. So if you'd like to get one, go ahead and at the current rate, go ahead and purchase those now, and we'll get them scheduled when you're ready. It is not weak to ask for help. It's wise. I've been working with a spiritual life coach every week since March of 2016, and it's been life-changing in a really miraculous way. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned the difference between human love and love of the divinity, what Florence means by poise, what it is, and how we can achieve it. We now have a better understanding of the truth that we really don't need to struggle, and that subconsciously we're choosing to struggle. We now have a clearer understanding of how resentment, criticism, worry, all fear energies destroy our human body and cause disease and sickness. And we went over our support tools to overcome the fear of this physical world and shift to that vibration of love and bliss to manifest our version of heaven on earth. And now I want to share that I have the prosperity vibration meditation. I want to share that with you. It has already been available to you on the Masterclass Central webpage, but I'd really like to share this with you together before we complete. So I'll just start that really quickly. It's only 8.5 minutes. Place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, palms up, close your eyes, and focus your attention on your heart and take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale and take another slow, deep breath. Now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace things that you're grateful for and feel the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. Take deep, full breaths of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor, and now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. Now just take a few deep breaths in, and we continue with eyes closed, breathing deeply. You are a limitless being of love and light. You are good enough
worthy, and deserving of all the things that make your heart sing with joy. Now, with quiet, assertive conviction, repeat after me. I deserve to be happy. I am limitless. I am the master creator of my reality. Now we ask our angels of creation to join us, to come close and help us achieve the highest vibration of love possible. Take a deep breath, and together we hold the safe space to tap into the love vibration of your higher self. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to access your creation energy. You may see the sparkles of possibility, or you may feel it as a limitless, bold energy, or you may simply have an awareness that it's there. We ask the creation angels to help us shift the three aspects of our consciousness into alignment, knowing with every cell of your body that you deserve to be, do, and have whatever your heart desires. As your angels hold you in this beautiful space of possibility, take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel the surge of love pulsating throughout all aspects of your essence. Your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Take a deep breath as we ask the creation angels to come closer still, to continue expanding and intensifying your shift to the highest vibration of love. Take another deep breath. And with each deep breath, embrace the vibration of love and notice the size of your access to creation energy. It gets larger with each breath. You are limitless possibility. You can be, do, and have anything and everything that makes your heart sing with joy. It's already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. There's more than enough creation energy to fulfill all your dreams. It's here for you now and always. What does the energy feel like to receive what you've chosen to create? Open your arms wide to welcome the energy of creation into form. Take a really deep breath and breathe life into what you wish to create. The angels of creation assist and support you. Now take another really deep breath and take in the excitement of what you've created. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Let's ground and anchor this energy. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, all the way down to the love light at her center. Your roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere. And after wrapping around the sphere, the roots draw love back up through the earth, through your feet and legs, to your heart, connecting you as one with the love energy of Mother Earth. Now again, take another deep breath in and allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your feet flat on the floor, your hands in your lap, and bring this love vibration with you into this moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Okay, so if you have any questions about what we have covered today, please ask. Again, I know it's a lot. You can ask me questions now. You can also post in the private Facebook community and I'll answer and we can all discuss. And again, I do want to remind you that we are moving a tremendous amount of energy, whether you see it or feel it, we really are. So be gentle with yourself, drink lots of water, get as much sleep as you can. Just take care of yourself, nurture your body. And next week, we're going to dive into chapter 8, Intuition or Guidance. And that completes our content for today.